Playoffs!
Hello.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No. It's totally normal.
Playoffs! Hello? Oh, no. Don't hang up. No. Yeah. It's like a superstition I do. It's the playoffs. We're playing in the playoffs. Anyways.
My dear friend, Armando Segueda, who was actually at the game in Mexico City. That's where he lives. And he gave me one of the sweetest homemade Texans luchador masks of all time. And I'm going to wear it in a future episode. But Armando asks, dear Drew, how different will the preparation be for the playoff game this year versus last? We all know what happened last year. Well, Armando, it's a great question. It's a little bit different this year. The things they've jiggled during the week of practice as far as how hard they went that first day. He gave him Monday off. Didn't practice on Monday. He's going through a jog through on Tuesday. And then Wednesday and Thursday will be normal practices. So those are just a few of the differences that O'Brien has put out there. CG Autumn, dear Drew, will the Texans pull some unpredictable trick plays off, like a double reverse or an option pass to the quarterback as receiver when they play the Raiders? Good chance of that. They might do a trick play or two or three. But I think they're going to operate their offense the way they did against Oakland the first time around, with some wrinkles to it. But remember, they were able to run and run very successfully against the Raiders in Mexico City, and I think you might see that with a healthy Lamar Miller on Saturday afternoon. Donna Panter Villarreal, dear Drew, it's been evident that the offense moves better with the no huddle with both Savage and Osweiler. Are the Texans going to do it a little bit more? They might. Bill O'Brien has talked at length about that this week. Osweiler, after the game, said he's very comfortable running that type of offense. But you can't just go out and throw it on first down, throw it on second down, throw it on third down. If you get three incompletions, you got to send your defense back out there, and it's not good for the defense. But in spots, I think you're going to see the Texans try to run the no huddle a little bit more. And you know what? I don't need to huddle to give you scratch-offs. That's a great question, Donna. So email away, and then we'll send them your way. Nathan Boyce with a good question. Dear Drew, Lamar Miller's back, so can we expect some opening plays like screens and draws to slow down the pass rush and give our line a chance to protect Brock against Khalil Mack and company? Yeah, you could see some more stuff like that go to Lamar Miller. Bottom line is, it's just good that the number 26 is back, because he had 1,073 yards through just 14 games. He is fresh, he said on Tuesday. He's back. The ankle injury is behind him. And this offense has got its full complement of weapons now that he's back. But as far as specific plays like screens and draws, maybe, but they're just going to try to create space for him. And like I mentioned earlier, maybe get the tempo picked up there as far as the speed of the offense goes. And I like the optimism from my friend Shea Simmons. Dear Drew, after we beat the Raiders, who do you think we'll beat next, KC or New England? Sticking to the positive. I like the positive. After the Texans beat the Raiders, let's see them go beat the Patriots. Is that cool with you? It's cool with me. It's cool with you? Okay. Here we go. The playoffs edition of Dear Drew.